Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouvet, a founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We're a Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles to listen to us wherever you are in the world, whether you want to listen in the car, or online, with your apps, and even ask Alexa. And we are proud to be the partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, which will be opening up May of 2022 with all amazing programs and workshops designed to help you, the listeners and society. So, well, we had back in September one of our hosts, who's a dear person, a dear heart, Dr. Emmett Miller. He has his own show here on Dream Vision 7 every Friday, 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. He's a widely acclaimed for his role in creating the field of mind-body medicine. He continues to apply his innovative thinking in the development of new approaches and techniques of integrative medicine. He's been around for 50 years as a medical doctor and has learned and developed tools to help people who are truly in trouble, especially in these pandemic times that we are living in. So we're going to be talking about some things that he's doing, tools for all of us to use. And in the second segment, we're going to have him do an empowering spiritual guidance meditation. So stay with us. You don't want to miss that. So without further ado, welcome back to the show, Dr. Emmett.
Merci. Bonjour, tout le monde. Hi, Deborah. Hello, everybody. Glad to be back.
Oui. Thank you. Before we get started, all this month I'm asking my guests this question just to see where your perspective and what your mind is telling you. Do you find, well, first of all, what do you see for 2022 for our society?
I see an immense challenge. I think that some of the fundamental flaws in our culture, in our society, and in our thinking, I think those flaws are going to be dramatically revealed. I mean, we know, we've seen so many things going downhill. We see our climate change issues. We have floods. We have fires. The oceans are dying. The air is polluted. The monarch butterfly is going extinct along with the salmon, et cetera, et cetera. We have food fights in Congress. The democracy that we live in is not working and hasn't worked for quite a while now. Democracy works when people get together from different sides and do something that serves everybody. Instead, it's a food fight. And it's been hard for people to understand, number one, that it's happening, although I think January 6th has made it, you know, very clear to us. People are dying. This is not a group of tourists who are visiting the capital. I mean, these are insurrectionists, and whatever we have, 7, 8, 9 people have died, and in America. So, what's going on? I think it's going to be much more clear, and we're going to understand that the way that we have been approaching things is inappropriate. We're using the kind of logic that worked 100,000 years ago, maybe 50,000 years ago, but has been increasingly failing us, because instead of our taking care of ourselves and developing a more and better world for all of humanity, we have ever-increasing inequality among people. It's like the U.S. is becoming like a third world nation, where we have these super rich, where, you know, millionaires are shooting up in their rocket ships. In fact, I read the other day where someone says maybe these unidentified flying objects we've been seeing are actually billionaires from other planets who are just coming to see Earth. But and at the same time, we have a vast number of people who go to bed every night starving. We have people dying of diseases that are easily and simply cured, and we're doing nothing about it. But we've somehow been able to ignore it because we can distract ourselves with, you know, with our television and our vacations or whatever's going on. But I think it's going to be impossible to do that this year. And so I think that the problem is going to be laid out in front of us. The solution to the problem is not difficult. It's not even complicated. It's very, very simple. And, of course, it has to do with love, real love, and that we need to live our lives according to certain basic universal principles of love. Otherwise, we're going to destroy ourselves. So I think that this is going to be the year that tells the tale. Are we going to survive as we have been, or is the evil that's current out there, and I'm just using evil, as a term for that which is the opposite of good, that evil that's out there is going to decimate our populations and make life on Earth a much less pleasant and productive thing. So this is our opportunity. So, I remember when Winston Churchill was told that, they'd asked the United States and one of the other countries to come and join in their fight against the Nazis, and we had refused to go and help them, and actually England was all by itself. And Winston Churchill came on the radio and says, he said, "It looks as though we're alone." He says, "And as for me, that makes me feel enthusiastic." I mean, he really felt good. He said, "We're alone." He said, that makes, because we're right, and so I feel really good about that. So in that sense, I feel excited about the possibilities for this year. And I'm, I've been talking about this for 50 years. 11 years ago, I wrote a book that really said, if we don't stop thinking in according to this old paradigm of me versus you, and move on to a new paradigm, until we do that, unless we do that, we're going to get more and more negative, and we're going to be destroying ourselves. So I think now is a time where it's just possible that people may begin to listen to those of us who have some answers to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Long answer to a short question.
Oh, it's beautiful, though, because you covered everything that is happening, and so articulately and on so many different levels, and it is true. Do you feel as though all of the goodness that may erupt in this year will happen later in the year? Some people are talking about we're still going to be doing a lot of inner work and finding the love within, so that love can expand to others, and it's not about them and us. Do you feel as though it's going to be more of that, or is that always going to be ongoing regardless of how many years we're on Earth?
Oh, I think it's ongoing. Because what we need to bring the world into a balance where people's needs are really being taken care of, to where we honor each other, to where we're really willing to share and delight in all being human beings together. It's wonderful, and that will provide a much happier environment for people to live in. And that's only the beginning, because right. there's so much more that we can create just from, that's sort of getting to the zero level. But we can expand much beyond that because of the amount of creativity when we start using collective thinking. And when we can draw on collective wisdom, we can be, we've created some wonderful things, and they're very limited. We've created this internet, this information highway, but instead of it being used to support humanity and positive things, it's owned by a few mega billionaires who right. are using it to sell their products and hawk their candidates. It doesn't have anything to do with caring for human beings. I mean, in the way that Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King or Gandhi or Jesus or Desmond Tutu, I mean, people like that who care about Oprah Winfrey, who truly care about people and whose lives were dedicated to using what they had to enrich the lives of people. Suppose those people were in charge instead right. of what we get now is basically we have sociopaths, people who lack compassion, who lack empathy, who measure their lives by their power and their wealth. And it means nothing to use other people. And those people should not be allowed to run the show. Right. I mean, if there's a way to have them not have children, when I see the kids of people who don't know compassion, the children, they right. suffer. And they suffer for their entire lives.
Exactly.
If you want to drive a car, you have to take a test. You have to pass the test before you can get your license. But you can have a kid anytime you want to, and you can be completely incapable of doing it. Well, I'm not suggesting a political solution to it, but there's where the problem is, and we as right. a people can invent solutions to all of the problems that are out there. You have to see them first. And one of the reasons we don't see them is because we're scared. And we've been trained to be helpless. All of those attention engineers working for all those corporations are bombarding us constantly, all day, every day, every radio station, every newspaper, internet, television show, whatever it is. We see it, that's another commercial. But all of the commercials, they're all telling you the same thing. You're helpless, and you're in trouble. Mm. You've got too much mm-hmm. dandruff. Your breath doesn't smell good. Your car's not cool enough. The girls aren't going to like you. The guys aren't going to want to be with you unless you have this. And on and on and on. So every commercial's telling you that you're helpless. You can't buy everything that's out there, but the constant message is you don't have enough, and you are not enough. And then they give you some solution, but the unconscious mind picks up, I'm not enough. And so that's what we call learned helplessness. And so we feel weak and we feel helpless. And when we see what's going on, we turn away because we mm-hmm. feel like we don't have power. And we do. On the other hand, we do have power if we were to get together. Every few years, another country, the people of the country say, we're not going to put up with this government anymore. And they show up in the millions in the street, and the tyrant climbs into his plane and flies away. you know, because people have finally said, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And until we recognize that, you know, the alternative is unthinkable, then maybe we'll be willing to say, okay, we're ready. We're ready to step forward and do the right thing. And it's not about fighting. It's about loving. Or
exactly.
As Gandhi says, the ally that you must always seek is the part of your adversary that knows what is right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, the principle that I learned in traveling in Nepal and India, namaste. There's a place of beauty and love and peace and joy inside of you. There's a place of beauty and love and peace and joy inside of me. And when I'm inside of that place in me and you're inside that place in you, there's only one of us. And namaste is a salute to that place where we are one in the beauty, where we are one in the love, and honoring that. And every legitimate religious approach comes down to that same principle. And so what Gandhi's saying is believe that there's goodness in that other person.
Right.
And
see the God within.
Find it. That's right. And that is on your side. That God inside the other person is on your team, which is mm-hmm. the team of the God that's inside of you. And we always look at that. And you know, we have to be careful because people are, you know, people are sometimes unpredictable. And the old Arabic saying, trust in God and tie your camel to a tree. You know, so we need to protect ourselves from people who are drunk or psychotic or who really have not become fully human yet, who haven't been enlightened. And so mm-hmm. we have to be careful, but still believe that there's something inside of that person. That's what my experience has been, why I've been so successful in healing people. And people come to see me where every other form of treatment has failed. And I'm with them, and I believe that they can change. I believe that it's possible for them to heal in one way or another. And that can be done by people learning to guide their lives from a higher level of their mind. Instead of having the unconscious mind, the limbic system, the monkey brain, run our lives and cause us to feel anxiety and fear and anger and jealousy and envy and frustration and all of those awful feelings that we have that we manufacture. You made me angry. Nobody can make you angry. Nobody can make you sad. You right. are choosing to feel that way. But most of us, and who would choose to do that consciously, but it's being chosen from within us because we don't have control of our unconscious mind. It's like the people who have those dogs who bite people when they're walking past their house. You know, it's like we need to train that ancient part of the brain that's causing us to get in fights, that causes us to be suspicious, to be contemptuous of each other, to be critical, to be judgmental, to be rejecting, to gossip about other people, and to constantly find the worst in others. You know, look at go on the internet and look at the comments that people put in. It's just unbelievable that the ugliness that's there. But that comes from a part of us that's frightened and that thinks right. it's about to die. And it's fighting for its life. And what it's really doing is chasing away all the goodness that could otherwise be helpful.
Mm. Well, we only have a minute and a half before we go for the break. And I have questions and such, but we have plenty of time to address that. For everyone listening, share the show. And to get in touch with Dr. Miller, you can go right on his site. There are meditations, there are videos, the podcasts that are part of Dream Visions and other things that he has listed there, articles, and you're still working with people, right there in California, right?
I still have a part-time practice. Most of it now is I'm doing it over Zoom, so people don't even have to come to my office. And and I also have a coaching practice, so you don't have to be a California resident, and it doesn't have to be a medical situation, because what I'm really doing is teaching you how to rewire your brain, literally rewire your nervous system and rewire your brain to behave in a way that you produce the kinds of results that you want to produce in the world.
Good, good. So, and
good
when you come back,
go ahead. And the website is drmiller.com, drmiller.com, and everything. You get everything. It's 50 years worth of information there, so have fun.
That's right. There's volumes and volumes of wisdom there that you can't put a price on that. And it really goes back to the basics of the human being, that we've lost our way.
That's right.
Yeah. So everyone, stay with us. We'll be back. When we come back, Dr. Miller's going to have a meditation called Empowering Spiritual Guidance that will fill our second segment, and then we can talk about it on the third segment. So don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. You're listening to the Love by Intuition show. It's heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And as I always like to share, go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. And you can see all our wonderful, amazing, glorious hosts there. They all have their shows, podcasts, whatever you want to call them these days. And each one of them, their hearts are in this. They're here to make a difference in your lives, whether it's a modality, whether it's their message, whether it's a book, whatever. They are vested in making a difference in our lives, making a difference in humanity. And that's the whole purpose of why and how Dream Vision 7 was created. So check that out. And we are with one of our hosts, which is Dr. Emmett Miller, and he has his own show every Friday, 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And before the break, we were talking about his site that you can find volumes of information. It's Dr. Miller, drmiller.com. Just as, it's real easy. And he's going to talk with us now about a meditation that can really, I feel as though your meditations really hit the heart and open the heart. And I believe once the heart is open, even a little bit, then one can feel the light, compassion, the love that we all are. We've just lost our way. So over yes. to you, Dr. Miller.
Exactly. Good. Okay, so, I found my way into meditation because back in the late 1960s and early 70s, I realized that most of modern medicine was missing the core of what was the matter with most modern people. I mean, modern medicine is great if you have a bloodborne infection or if you want to get treated for malaria, those kinds of things. But the vast majority of the illnesses that we have in our culture now are not due to outside invaders or trauma. They're really due to how we're living our lives, how we're choosing the food we put in our body, the kinds of thoughts that we are allowing into our bodies, how we think about things, our lack of emotional balance. And what I found was that there was this technique called medical hypnosis, which, because I was a physical doctor, and I had to have people go to surgery and people who were having pain, and I learned that I could use the techniques of hypnosis to speed up healing dramatically, and people could even do surgery without having to use anesthesia. And so I studied it, and I found that those tools and techniques basically gave us the ability to go in and basically reprogram the lower levels of the nervous system. I had been one of the first computer programmers who became a doctor, so I knew the brain worked like a computer. I should say the computer works like a brain because we designed it. So it starts out with you becoming very, very relaxed. And that's what meditation does. Except that I tell people you can lie down. You don't have to sit in a meditative posture. So let's have that experience and allow yourself to find the most comfortable position that you can allow your body to be in. If you were going to go to sleep or take a nap, that would be a good position where you're not having to hold any parts of your body up. And choose a point in the distance, over the wall or on the ceiling opposite you, to keep your eyes focused. And when you do, you'll notice that's the only thing you can see clearly is what your eyes are focused on. Everything else in the room fades out of focus. That's because you are directing your awareness. And that's the first step in meditating, is to take charge of your awareness and allow yourself to be aware that at this moment in time, there's no other place you have to go. Nothing else that you have to do. And there's no problem that you have to solve. And therefore, you can give yourself permission to relax, to let go, and relax. And soon you'll find your eyes would prefer to be closed. They let you know that by blinking a little more often. And when it feels that your eyes would be more comfortable to be closed, allow them to fall closed. And let them relax behind your closed eyelids. Roll your eyes upward till you're looking upward gently to the back of your forehead, and imagine you can see the word love written on the back of your forehead. Feel the relaxation in your eyelid muscles as you do that. Test your eyelids and notice how heavy they feel. And as you test them, let that feeling of relaxation you have in your eyelids flow throughout all the rest of your body. Relaxation flowing outward like ripples through all the muscles of your face, through your scalp, down through your neck and your shoulders and your arms and your hands, down to your fingertips. And when you feel that relaxation in your fingertips, take a deep breath in. Draw it from your fingertips up into the center of your chest. And as you let that breath out, let it be a feeling of letting go. And then stop breathing and simply let the air do the breathing for you. Just as it does when you're deeply asleep at night, the air enters breathing and relaxation and peace. And then with each breath out, imagine you're breathing all unnecessary stress and tension out of your body. And then let yourself sink into that little pause after you breathe out and before the next breath comes in. It's the quietest time for all your mind and body. Feel your chest and back as they become more relaxed. And feel the rising and falling of your belly with each breath, and feel all your internal organs relaxing, your back relaxing, and let that feeling of relaxation flow down through your legs, your ankles, and your feet, all the way down to the tips of your toes, feeling more and more calm, more and more peaceful, more and more relaxed. Now let's get some mental relaxation to go along with your physical relaxation. Anytime any unnecessary thoughts come along, imagine those unnecessary thoughts are like words written on the blackboard in your mind's eye. Remember the relaxation in your eyelids, and as you gently test your eyelids, imagine you're drawing a wet eraser across your mental blackboard, erasing the unnecessary thought. And sending another wave of relaxation from your eyelids throughout all the rest of your body. And if that same thought or any other thought comes along, simply erase it in that same way until there's fewer and fewer thoughts. And you can let yourself sink into the spaces between your thoughts, just floating effortlessly, as if you're floating on a magic carpet. A beautiful magic carpet that can carry you through space and time to a very wonderful, pleasant experience, a time of feeling love, joy. You can go to any place that comes up for you. It could be the moment your child was born. It could be meeting your mate. It could be a religious experience. It could be a dog or a cat that you felt close to, where you really honestly felt love. It doesn't have to be something current in your life, although it could be. You could be going back to being in your grandmother's arms as a little child. Find that place in yourself that you associate with the most love and go to it. Picture it around you. Imagine yourself in that scene. Hear the sounds around you. And now feel the presence of that that you love and that loves you. And feel the love in your body, not just in your mind, but feel it in your heart. Breathe into it. Let it grow stronger. Feel where you feel that love the strongest in you. Breathe into that part of you. And let that feeling of love grow stronger. And breathe it throughout your entire body so that it flows out like a river of love flowing through your body to every cell of your being, down to the tips of your fingers and down to the tips of your toes, peaceful and calm. Good. And understand that love is the physical experience, the emotional experience that we have that reminds us that there is a spiritual level within each of us. And the more we're in touch with that spirit, the more we're aware that love is what we are at that deepest level. And so now, while you're in touch with that love, allow yourself to become aware of that moment in your life when you had a spiritual experience, which is a form of love also. Maybe you've had several, or time when you felt an incredible inspiration. Or maybe it was when you heard a religious or a spiritual teacher speaking, and you felt something wonderful. Or maybe you read it. Or maybe it was a piece of music that you can play for yourself now in your mind and feel that love and feel that peace and feel that connection with spirit. That's it. Whenever you become very relaxed and peaceful, and touch into your inner feeling of love, it puts you in a place of safety, connects you with a feeling of self-confidence, of a confidence that goes beyond your simple self to something that's greater, something that's like a higher power. And in touch with that, you can allow yourself to become aware that within you have the right to make wise choices. And making a wise choice today is choosing to do something that you will look back upon in a month or a year or a week or even a day and say, I'm glad I made that choice. That was a wise choice. You have the ability to do that. And when you're doing it, you are tapping into the spiritual level within yourself. It's even higher than your intellectual brain, but reachable through your using your intellect wisely, as you're doing now, directing your awareness mindfully, being in touch with that spiritual level. and imagine yourself opening to it, however you envision it. It could be like a lotus opening. It could be like a sun rising. It could be like a child being born. It could be like a beautiful piece of music or art. And imagine that as that spiritual level opens within you, that there's a spiritual light that is flowing in, almost as though there's a star far above your head, like a guardian angel, a spirit guide in the sky, sending down a fiber of golden light that enters through the crown of your head, flows into your heart, and fills you with a power, fills you with wisdom, and guides you as to how you want to live your life. And allow yourself to be aware of the spiritual principles that you would most like to express in your life, because they come from your spiritual level, whatever that might be. That's it. Something about togetherness, about love, feeling empathy for others, having compassion, working for a collective wholeness. That's it. Loving your neighbor as yourself. Good. Imagine that this pathway can stay open within you. And whenever you wish, you can go within and open up to the spiritual level of your being. And allow it to guide you. Think of some of the things that you may have to do later today, tomorrow, or next week. How do you want to be a more spiritually guided person there? How can you express love more beautifully? How you can walk the beauty path, walk in beauty, speak in beauty, touch in beauty, and open to whatever other guidance is there for you now from the spiritual level of your being, and hold it close and store it in your heart, where it's always there for you to express. Good. Now imagine all that love in your heart is flowing out through all the blood vessels and the nerves in your body, through this infinite supply of love in your heart, flowing out through the tips of your fingers, so that each thing that you touch will be blessed with love. Flows out through your feet, so that as you walk, you can imagine that in your footstep, as you leave behind you, a beautiful flower grows. It's present in your very breath and in the sound of your words, and that each person that you talk to hears and feels that love. Allow that to happen. Good. Then when you're ready, you can guide yourself back to your physical surroundings, slowly and gradually, so that you keep this love with you forever. In your own time, fully wide awake again. And take a few moments and notice.
Sure.
And notice how comfortable you feel. I hope you enjoyed that.
Absolutely. And we are going to go off to a break, and when we come back, we will be talking about this meditation and guided imagery, which is beautiful and illuminating. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and we just experienced this beautiful meditation that Dr. Emmett has shared with us. One of the questions I have, you know, when you're in that space and now you're facing some big decision, or you're at work, or there's something happening with the kids that takes you away from that spirituality for moments, you're more grounded in the earth. What would you suggest? How can we recapture that feeling and balance ourselves? Would we put our hand over our hearts? That's the thing that I think of, and then it slows everything mm-hmm. down. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I often do that and suggest that whenever experience, if it's going to a church or going to a meditation or listening to a beautiful piece of music, whatever it may be, and you feel touched by the spirit, so to speak, or love, then while you're there, place your hand or hands over your heart and breathe into that center and allow yourself to know that that love is always there. It's always there. Even when you forget that it's there, it's there. And then tell yourself that you wish it to be so, that whenever you place your hand over your heart and you intentionally want to touch that love, that you can touch it. And then what makes it easier to do that is if you do a brief, deep relaxation, like the process of systematic relaxation that I teach, because it takes the tension out of your body and then makes it possible to open to those tender places within. And then once you're in touch with the love, And the love will tell you how to proceed. And above all, it will tell you it's not an emergency. This is not life or death. You can be creative and allow the giving and sharing and compassionate part of you to guide your words and your behavior.
I think that's really key. And when something does happen, or say someone is abrasive, I think it's so important to just stop in that moment and pause before you open your mouth. And then we go back to what we were saying earlier, see the God within everyone. We don't know what that person is going through, or maybe we have an idea of it, but instead of reacting on their level, go higher and just be with them in your mind and heart, and then allow that, just allow that energy to pass through instead of hanging on it.
Yeah, I learned that from a story that happened back in the Museum of Modern Art a number of years ago. There were 12 monks were over from Tibet, and they made a beautiful 12-foot wide sand mandala that taken them almost 2 weeks to do it, working constantly, a beautiful, magnificent sand mandala on the floor. And they had the sides of the room roped off so that the museum visitors could walk through and just for a moment see the monks doing this exquisite work, and then they would pass on and more, and they would pass behind this velvet railing, this rope around, and then just before the monks were near it in the last day or two, suddenly some woman lifted the rope and walked out and smushed her feet through the sand mandala like a child kicking over toys. And, of course, everyone was, there's no way to fix it. And everyone was frozen, shocked, breathless, and everything stopped. And the head monk, who had been working on this all of the time, turned to the guard and said, "That woman must be very unhappy. Is there something we can do for her?" And be that way. That person who's abusing you is abusing themselves 10 times worse inside. And if they keep it up, they're going to create a great deal of problems for themselves. And so you don't want to help them abuse themselves even ever, any more than that.
Right.
And just understand that that's what that person is really having a hard time. And you don't need to do anything. You can acknowledge them and say, "I hear you." And if you do have some words of wisdom to share, by all means. And if you have a way to express love at that point, by all means to do it. And find the part of you that responds with anxiety or anger inside and quiet that part before you choose to do anything.
Perfect. Yes. And how do, you know, for the people out there that may be entrenched in world issues and all, and not know that love is the key to all, how do we attract people? How do we attract those kind of people to just stop and listen and be with their heart energy?
I have a recording that people can find if they go to my website, drmiller.com, or shop.drmiller.com. It's called Your Island of Peace. And there's another one called The Love Meditation. And The Island of Peace, I say that because when people are in those tough spots, they have to relax the body and relax the mind and come into the present moment. The anguish they're feeling is this primitive part of the brain that thinks that they're going to be killed within the next 3 seconds if they don't react. And that is the monkey brain, and that's the part that needs to be quieted. You're not going to feel love if you're feeling hate and you're feeling anguish and you're feeling jealousy and anger and resentment and disgust. You can't feel love. So you quiet those until you're quiet, till the person's quiet enough to be able to open up to love. So if I see somebody who's come into my office and they're raging or very upset, why don't you sit down in the chair? Would you like a cup of tea? Why don't you sit back? Put your feet up. Here's a nice little pillow you can put your head. Just take a few moments. You don't have to tell me your story. Just breathe and enjoy the fragrance of the air. And I'll put a little piece of music on, and that person becomes calmer. And now I can begin to bring love into that person's life. Usually, as I just did, by saying, think of a time when you felt love. Think of a time when you felt happy. What's the most peaceful time? I've never been completely peaceful. Okay, well, maybe you're only half peaceful. Whatever it is, go to the best time that's available and associate yourself with that time, because that time is closest to the core of your being. Go to that time when you felt loved and loving, because when you are doing that, you are closest to being at your core. Therefore, you're safest. Therefore, you're strongest in terms of withstanding whatever the hassles are that life is throwing at you. And you're much more able to be creative to overcome that challenge that's in your life. Love at the center.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful way to end the show, Dr. Miller, and I'm so honored to always have you on the show with your beautiful wisdom. And everyone, listen to the show, share it, listen to the meditation, go on Dr. Emmett's site, Dr. Miller, drmiller.com. Until we come together again, Dr. Emmett, and everyone listening, bye for now. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.